This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March 5th, 2013, and another scintillating Patriots.com roster
report. Broke your all-time
podcast.
Record today.
What?
He made a mistake like in the first 2 seconds of the show.
What was the mistake?
It's April, not March.
Oh, yeah. April 5th, 2013.
Okay, proceed.
Well, we really got nothing to offer today, so it doesn't matter. No one's listening to this anyway.
It may as well be March 5th because we have nothing to
Because it's
to
like
offer.
Free agency hasn't even started. That second flurry that Bill Belichick predicted at the owners' meetings that he said was coming in 7 to 10 days has just not really come to fruition.
No.
Maybe it's the warmer weather, the sunny day, and that's keeping the flurries from hitting the ground. But not a lot going on in New England or really elsewhere. Not a lot of signings happening. Too many places around the league. I saw Mohamed Massaquoi signed with the Jaguars. You know, a couple little signings. Julian Edelman has visited with the New York Giants. You know, there's still the waiting game of the pass rushers, Dwight Freeney, John Abraham, in that area. But not a lot going on in New England. So I thought we'd go through an exercise looking ahead to the draft, which we all know the Patriots have 5 picks, which, according to the team press release coming out today, would be the fewest in franchise history. Previous low was 6 in the year, I believe, they drafted Daniel Graham.
2002, correct.
Now, of course, that could change if they trade down or out of the first round and add a couple picks. We could be back in the 6 or 7 range. But for now, fewest picks. And I wanted to look at our friends over at anypatriotsdraft.com do a good job following off-season contact with prospects, whether it be combine guys who say, oh, yeah, I talked to the Patriots, some of the bowl games, private workouts, official visits to the stadium, which reportedly today, Tyrann Mathieu was met with the Patriots, according to Gil Brandt of NFL.com. Didn't say specifically he was here in Foxborough, but Patriots met with a guy who some now believe could be a second-round pick for the Patriots. Mel Kiper is one of them. The Honey Badger. And Fred Kirsch is the one who's really on board with that. He fell in love with that idea.
I think
right?
He wants him in the first round. Yeah,
I don't think it'll happen that early. But
I don't either.
I was looking back at anypatriotsdraft.com and what they had last year, and I just happened to notice, you know, who the Patriots worked out. Obviously, there's a whole list, but Chandler Jones, they were in contact with. Armand Armstead, I thought, was notable just because, obviously, they signed him this year. They actually had an official visit with him last year before not drafting him or signing them until after a year in the CFL. They had a personal workout with Alphonso Dennard, who they obviously ended up drafting. And Tavon Wilson had a personal workout with the Patriots. So you had a few guys last year that ended up becoming Patriots either in the draft or a short time later. So I figured we'd take a look at some of the guys that have gone through that car wash, so to speak, at this point, and see if anything jumps off the table for you, Paul, in terms of these. A couple quarterbacks. Jeff Toole, very interesting guy with some potential, had a private workout, as did Dane Crist. Now, he's the kid who was at Notre Dame and then went to Kansas. Did he go to Kansas with Charlie, or was he before Charlie to Kansas?
I don't know.
Irrelevant. I'll move on. Running backs. Miguel Masonette, who we've talked about, the Stony Brook kid.
Running
I had
back.
Trouble printing these. I don't know if you noticed. It printed black on black, and it's tough to read. Nile Davis, Arkansas, private workout. Derek Washington, Tuskegee, private workout. Andre Ellington, Clemson, private workout.
I love him.
Marcus Lattimore, obviously the injured guy. And Robbie Roos, Fresno State. Wide receivers. This is the interesting one, I think. A lot of big names in here kind of connected, and a lot of people think first, second round wide receivers. Kenny Stills, Oklahoma, DeAndre Hopkins, Clemson, Tavon Austin, West Virginia. The last two had private workouts. Marquise Wilson, Washington State, Stedman Bailey, West Virginia, Courtney Gardner, Sierra, never heard of it. Keenan Davis, Iowa, Charles Johnson, not that one, different one. Grand Valley State, Rasheed Ross, Arizona State, Anthony Amos, Middle Tennessee State, Tyron Gord, Eastern Kentucky, Robert Woods, USC, Quentin Patton, Louisiana Tech, Cordarrelle Patterson, Tennessee. A lot of those. Did you notice that? Interesting.
A lot of wide receivers.
A lot of wide receivers.
Yeah. What is this? Is this just people that the Patriots have what exactly
been in connection with in the pre-draft process? I said that earlier.
Yeah, but I didn't.
I mean,
really,
what do you want to know specifically? Well, I can give you any of the
you had
specifics.
Said you had mentioned two of them had private workouts, but
yeah, I can give you all of them if you want what they had. I mean, whether it was a private workout, an official visit, combine interview.
Oh, okay.
I can give you any of those.
Okay,
if you'd like.
I'm good. No, I don't need. I don't need the specifics.
I mean, if you just want private workouts, most of the receivers are private workouts. I would say 10 of the 12 or whatever I just listed are private workouts for receivers. Offensive line, DJ Fluker, Ryan Jensen, Colorado State Pueblo, Patrick Lewis, David Bakhtiari, Ricky Wagner, Justin Pugh, who was the first round pick in one of the latest mocks. I believe it was McCoy.
Yeah.
I mean, McShay, not McCoy. Tank Carradine, Paul likes to call him Cornelius. David Bass, Michael Brooks, Earl Okine, Tobin Opurum, don't know him. He's a personal workout. He's out of Kansas. Got that Charlie pipeline coming through from Kansas there. Laurenti McCray out of Florida. And Corey Lemonnier, or I don't know how to say it. Is it Lemonnier or Lemonnier?
I don't know.
A guy who was a big talk of the combine. Your guy, Deion Jordan out of Oregon. Sean Porter, Texas A&M, personal workout. Xavier Gooden, personal workout. John Bostic, I kind of like him, out of Florida, personal workout. And Jalenki Jenkins, Florida, personal workout. As I said, Matthew, Desmond Trufant had an official visit, which is interesting. The third in the line of the famous Trufant brothers, cornerback, is becoming
Marcus and Isaiah,
popular name of late. Reggie Topps, Kayvon Webster, Don Jones. Been a lot of Don Jones talk lately. I don't know where that and why that.
I don't know much
up.
About Don Jones. It's a dull name, though.
Jordan, short too. Jordan Kovacs, Bradley McDougald, Kansas, another pipeline.
What a debacle.
Josh Evans and Philip Thomas, pipeline prospect out of Fresno State. Even though Pat Hill's not there anymore, still pipeline.
Hasn't been for quite a while.
And if you're interested in the specialist Sean Selwood, which is what he'll be doing when he doesn't have an NFL career, had a personal workout. He's a punter and a kicker punter, Brandon McManus. Okay, now what do you make of all the wide receivers' visits? Is that a, we're going to draft a wide receiver and we're going to use a lot of our resources on a receiver? Because it's a touchy position.
I think it's a position that has to be considered one of the targets, you know, in those top three picks. I look at those top three round, you know, one, two, and three. Whatever order you decide to use them in, I think that they need to have wide receiver be one of those. And I can, you know, with that in mind, I can understand it's a deep position. Everybody agrees on. There's a lot of different kinds of receivers. So I think that, you know, forces you to sort of look at different players to find out. I talked to Nick Caserio at the Combine about this a little bit with Brian Lowe. And he talked about sort of trying to identify the different skill sets and how they might fit into your system. At that position, I think it's a little bit different than most because you do have slot guys, you have big physical guys, you have, you know, tall burners, you have
from
smaller 5'8 guys.
From 5'8 to 6'4, yeah. From
they come
170
in all, they,
to
they do. In that position, probably more than any other, they come in all shapes and sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that lends itself to more research needing to be done, and that's, you know, you couple that with the need, and then the amount of diversity at the position, it makes sense to have a lot of different guys. And I also found it interesting, this, you know, a lot of the names that everybody knows, you know, the
sure.
Kenny Stills and the, you know,
and
Cord-
these are by
Cordell,
no means
but a lot of,
all of them.
A lot of small schools, too,
yep.
That, you know, that really the Grand Valley State guy, I think, was that
mm-hmm.
Grand Valley? Is that
yep.
the one? You know,
his name's Rice, Jerry.
A lot of different a lot of different kinds of receivers in that list. I find that interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of times the small schools, they need the workouts because they haven't come across them as much. You know, it's not as the SEC where you saw them play X number of times, you get all the tape you need, you get whatever. So obviously that makes sense. But I find it interesting that we spend so much time talking about receivers. They're clearly spending some time in private workouts working out these receivers. And I think that would maybe give some fans some hope that there's the chance that they go get an exciting playmaker in the first or second round. Now, I'm not going to say it's guaranteed it's going to work out. It could go Bethel Johnson. It could go Chad Jackson route. But I think we'll all be relatively excited if they take a receiver early in the draft, as opposed
right.
to they got a great draft record with offensive line. You know, they've drafted guards, and they do a good job there, so he's probably not going to be a bust. I'm not going to be all that excited if they take an offensive lineman in the first or second round.
Regardless of the position, I hate that mentality. Well, we've had success at this position, and we haven't had it at this position, so that's going to be a determining factor. Not that I think for a second that Bill Belichick would do that, but I'm...
If he did, he wouldn't have Gronk.
Right. In terms of the analysis that we have, you know, during the long pre-draft process, I hate that mentality. Just because you haven't had success targeting a certain position in the past doesn't mean that you will never have success doing that.
Plus, let's be honest, they need a receiver.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Otherwise, guys that we say are borderline to make the team, like Donald Jones or Michael Jenkins,
right,
are not only going to make
the team,
they're high on the depth chart. So those guys are in New England, and all these guys have been visiting at various times, and hopefully next week.
Anybody there stand out to you? You didn't really offer your opinion.
Not really. I don't make too. The number is what kind of stood out to me more than anything else.
Yeah,
it's just the number of wide receivers sort of attached to. And, you know, interesting, you know, sure, a running back, you know, Andre Ellington. That's interesting. If they even consider that, I don't think they would take one, but who knows? But I think just the number of wide receivers and the hope that, you know, maybe they're looking to draft a playmaker at that position that I think a lot of fans are lusting after. And a lot of fans are probably lusting after another Patriots.com roster report podcast after this one had absolutely nothing to do with anyone who joined the roster this week or was asked to leave the roster this week. Next Friday, Paul Perillo and I will be back, and hopefully we'll have an actual signing or trade or rumor to talk about.
Hopefully I'll get to come in the studio before then, too.
Well. Until then, this is another Patriots.com roster report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. And as I always like to say, peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.